This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In 2014, the group Aid to the Church in Need published a persecution report which figured that some 50,000 Christians may currently be in North Korea's prison camps. The organization warned that the Kim Jong-un regime appeared to be tightening controls over potential dissent, including a vigorous crackdown on Christians. According to the Aid to the Church, quote, since 1953, at least 200,000 Christians have gone missing. If caught by the regime, unauthorized Christians face arrest, torture, or in some cases, public execution, unquote. Daniel Harris, Regional Director for International Christian Concern of Southeast Asia, told The Worldview that it's critical that the word gets out on the many injustices suffered by Christians in North Korea.
I think a lot of people are aware that things are bad. I just think that people are not aware of how bad they are for Christians over there. The reason that I think people should know about what's happening is that, you know, it's a human rights violation what's happening here. And it's a matter of religious freedom for these people. They're getting steamrolled, burned, crucified, tortured, summarily executed, only because of their faith in Jesus. North Korea, they've topped the open doors list for about 14 years straight. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, this is our family. And we want the world to know.
Harris explained that the stakes are high.
You would think that their hope would be to defect or to escape. But for many of them, if they escape to China, where if they are found in China, there's a mandatory deportation policy. They will be returned to North Korea, and they will be either tortured, imprisoned, executed. If they make it south, to South Korea, things don't always get better. They're hunted by the North Korean government. They're marginalized. So there's a lot of suicides, a lot of hopelessness. There is some organizations that are working to provide care for defectors, providing care packages, food, supplies. We support some projects that fly drones and fly balloons with the gospel across the border. We even support a project that they fill water bottles with rice and hide USB keys with the gospel on it in those bottles, and then they throw those bottles in the ocean.
Daniel Harris of International Christian Concern explained what he thinks keeps North Korean Christians going and pressing on.
There was a missionary, and he says that these North Koreans, they've found a hope that goes beyond success or freedom. You think about how they must be crying out for freedom or money. But he says that their hope is beyond their circumstances. It's almost like it's in a different type of kingdom, and that they're praying to be transformed more into the image of Christ, more than freedom. It was really humbling to hear that.
What has happened to North Korea's First Lady? According to The Sun, Ri Sol-ju, the wife of Kim Jong-un, has been missing for 7 months. Some suggest that she might have somehow crossed the dictator's sister, Kim Yo-jong, and others speculate the dictator himself may have harmed her in some way. News reports from August of this year allege that he executed one of North Korea's top officials with an anti-aircraft gun after the man fell asleep in one of his meetings. Despite intense pressure from abortion activists, Polish President Andrzej Duda promised this weekend to support a bill that would restrict abortions on unborn babies with disabilities, Radio Poland reports. Almost 500,000 Polish citizens signed the citizen-led bill, and a recent poll found that 58% of Poles support a ban on abortions, according to the Wall Street Journal. Nearly 40,000 people have now signed a petition backing a Christian pastor who is resisting demands to hand over his sermons to the state of Georgia, reports Christian Today. Dr. Eric Walsh, a Seventh-day Adventist lay pastor who takes a traditional biblical line on issues such as sexuality, was fired in 2014 from his job as a health administrator by the Georgia Department of Public Health. Officials had watched some of his sermons on YouTube and have now demanded that he hand over his sermons, his sermon notes, and his Bible. Walsh refuses to do so. Acts 5:29 says, "We must obey God rather than men." His lawyer, Jeremy Dice of First Liberty Institute, said, quote, "The pulpit is a sacred space. For them to intrude upon that sacred space is a gross violation of the Constitution and religious liberty in general, unquote. Add your name to the petition at frc.org/Walsh. The light shines the brightest in the darkest of places. Those are the words of Kim Biddle, the 36-year-old founder of SavingInnocence.org, a Southern California-based group which empowers the victims of American sex trafficking to break the cycle of abuse with God's help and healing. Southern California is one of the largest sex trafficking hubs in the nation because it's home to the entertainment and porn industries. Every Republican presidential contender, except for Donald Trump, raised their hand and pledged in the primary debates to support the eventual nominee. Two of those candidates broke that pledge. Ohio Governor John Kasich, despite making that pledge twice, said he wrote in the name of Senator John McCain for president, according to Fox News. Former candidate and Florida Governor Jeb Bush has also revealed that he will not vote for either Trump or Clinton in this election. Bush explained by Facebook that, quote, Donald Trump is not a consistent conservative, unquote. Matthew 5:37 says, let your yes be yes, and your no be no. After receiving a deluge of phone calls, emails, and personal visits, the Virgin Islands Senate's Education and Workforce Committee voted unanimously to move the homeschooling bill forward to the Rules Committee, one big step closer to enactment. The bill will move the power to govern homeschooling from the Board of Education to the legislature, and it will protect families from the draconian regulations proposed by the Virgin Islands Board of Education. Feels good to end with some good news today. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.